NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Health experts call the new Omicron variant a Frankenstein mix of all of COVID's greatest hits. Mike Bauer reports.
But how dangerous is Omicron? National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins.
We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
Early evidence suggests that the Omicron variant is highly contagious, possibly more so than the Delta variant. With more than 30 mutations on the spike protein, that's the part of the virus that binds to a human cell infecting it, Omicron could be both more transmissible and evade vaccine immunity or prior infection immunity.
Pfizer is working on a new COVID vaccine targeting the new variant. Pfizer's CEO made that announcement today, saying it could be ready in 100 days if needed. Moderna says it's working on booster shots to target Omicron, which is believed to be more infectious than the Delta variant of COVID. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments Wednesday in a case seen by many as one of the cleanest attacks ever against Roe v. Wade. Mark Mayfield explains.
The case stems from the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban, which pro-choice activists call blatantly unconstitutional. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks, with the exception of rape or incest. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey is reportedly stepping down as CEO of the social media giant. Rory O'Neill with more.
Dorsey first served as Twitter's CEO until 2008 when he was named chairman. He came back to the company's top job in 2015. In 2009, Dorsey co-founded Square, the online payment company. Twitter's stock rallied on the news, first reported by CNBC.
Wall Street is opening sharply higher after Friday's steep sell-off. Markets are coming off a short session as the Dow posted its worst day in more than a year on worries over the new variant. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.